Middle school and other initiations. 1. The first time I really saw the stars, they hit me. First time they hit me, I really saw the stars. Pleiades and their oceanic mother washed over my nymph body, still childing idyllic and on the cusp of shifting constellations. The second strike loosened Orion's belt, and I saw the world fall out of myself. I lay naked on the concrete through the rest of the strikes, while all the stars watched and told me I wasn't enough. In every way, I wasn't enough. What the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that? Said the stars, like they were destiny. But they had human bodies and human names, like Max and Nick and Chris. Even as they violated me from above, I tried to talk to the gods, who were also above me. So who and where was I? And how could a child know the difference between them and the godly sky? 2. The words where my lips have been, the voice my throat would one day make sonorous, the names my body knew as mine. There's nothing left of me but the afterflash of butterfly wings leaving the path. Leaving the path is the only way to become what I need to become. I got kicked out of public schools in 7th grade. I'd already been pumping since late that winter anyway. How did they let me stay after we bravehearted the private school next door? I told them not to run their mouths, just cause they had numbers for a brief moment. The next day, when their school let out, we charged them 100 deep and sent everyone fleeing back inside and bolting the door. They kept it pushing after that. My best friend hated me, but we were both wild and uncontrollable. I heard his dad had connects in Colombia, and I had friends in places he couldn't walk. He had 5 enemies for every friend. I was the opposite. So we were useful to each other. When he was killed in the middle of a house party for smacking one of his runners around, everyone saw it coming. I heard it was the largest obstruction of justice filing outside of a RICO in the history of the country. They made the whole house party bury the body and swore them to secrecy. She swore me to secrecy. So I can't tell you how much older she was when she went down on me in the woods in the summer between 8th and 9th grade. But I will tell you she drove us there. She tried to swallow me, but I just hit throat and hit the back of throat and touched throat in some eternal hunger. She swallowed the life at the end of desire and told me to watch porn and compare. Like maybe I have a future, new eyes, a body worthy of life, and the L I like to lean harder into breath. The L leans me back into the hardest relax. I drip the coconut oil down the length to slow the light. Let the shine beckon angels. Bathing in the screen, I study the bounce, freeze the bodies, and hold myself up to compare. My width is clear, and I feel my new power stretch the air. Hard to say on length, I'm almost there. But most of all, I'm finding beauty where I was first taught shame. Smooth with the turquoise and amethyst veins, light beneath my olive skin, purple radiating deep night is quiet and needing nothing. I relax into God's mind. Lord, I lean into the sun. Even when it's not out, you can be who you want to be. I tell myself, you don't have to be powerless. And I soak in my power. Still, I awake depowered and shaking it, wondering where it went. Its states seem infinite, and I oscillate with them. I count at least eight. At least eight arrests than I can remember. The first was for Grand Theft Auto, but I was 12 and just a backseat passenger. They thought I'd break when I came home to a detective at my family's kitchen table the next year, but I was just moving ounces, and I knew they didn't have anything on me. They just wanted me for whom I knew, and my infinite time. God, I felt like I knew everyone. Freddie and I laughed ourselves through the smoke. The last time he sold me a QP, he gave me an extra bag for free. Right before Samuel Scheinbein and Needle killed him with a sawed-off and burned the body. Scheinbein fled to Israel, and the U.S. somehow lost the extradition battle to a country whose existence it funds. I heard about my dead friend on the news for a full year, including from my dad when he was in Gaza, while bombs in the background decorated his voice on the phone as it carried across so many walls to get to me. Their thunder signaling so many deaths. Ahmed wasn't even a teenager. 3. I wasn't even a teenager when I was hotboxing the playhouse in my grandmother's backyard. Let the front door yawn smoke and hop the fence on my way to Martin's from Muffaletta. I heard fireworks that weren't fireworks. I saw fire dance from one car window to another, like when you love someone so much, you turn their world to nothing but light. Light leaving a seashell, repeating the ocean. The ocean, how I wept. How I wept when Carlos didn't make it. He was my favorite Carlos, too. Big Carlos tried to show me his dick while we were high in Brian's backyard. I got a glimpse and told him he wasn't doing himself any favors. But the Carlos who got shot in front of his grandmother's building in the summer between 7th and 8th grade has such a good heart and was way more fun to get high with. He was in love with V, just like everyone else. But he still gave me props after I hooked up with her behind the tennis wall during social studies. She gave me slow blessings and slow love. Let love slow. Carlos with a good heart got aired out in front of his abuela's building, left him full of quiet windows and good questions. Good questions leaking all over the street, himself, everywhere, beyond himself, where the brightest star is left alone. In a clear mirror, I gaze up and down the length of my lost self, wonder where I've been hiding inside myself. Let unseen beauty clear my path, keep me safe in this dark world. Taste the victory spilling from me slowly, love. Slow love. I've beautifuled my way back to you. For good. This time.